Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The IGDA demands that video game developers do better. For April 12th, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name is Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Coming up, we'll take a look at Twitch's March viewership, Baldur's Gate 3 continues to dominate the award shows, and we'll check out the week that was in video game news with the Friday replay. The International Game Developers Association, or IGDA, released a call to action on Thursday, calling on executives to avoid unneeded layoffs within the video game industry. The IGDA points to the 8,700 layoffs confirmed so far as a great failure of the video game industry. These mass layoffs have left remaining developers questioning if their job has any stability whatsoever. To try and assuage workers' fears, the IGDA has outlined a, quote, must-do list for studios. One, the video game industry needs to start forecasting more realistic projections to avoid this major boom and bust cycle the video game industry's been running on. Number two, keep headcount reductions to a minimum. Three, reduce the risks associated with headcount reductions by spreading layoffs across multiple projects. Four, executives should be more transparent with employees. Five, continue to support diversity, equity, and inclusion measures to diversify the talent pool. And six, ensure that staff who are laid off are receiving some sort of support to ensure their well-being and future success. These six mandates don't really solve the issues at hand at these studios, and they never really could because the International Game Developers Association is just a nonprofit business that advocates for the betterment of the video game industry. What could actually solve the mass layoff problem is a countermeasure of mass unionization. Given the IGDA's international reach, a call to unionize could actually be a huge boon for the industry. However, they feel lecturing executives is a far more lucrative and effective avenue to pursue, despite these lectures never really changing anything over the last 40 years. Stream Elements and Rainmaker.gg released their March State of the Stream report this week, and Twitch viewership grew a modest 2% compared to February, reaching 1.8 billion hours watched. Compared to last March, Twitch's hours watched went up significantly from 1.56 to 1.8 billion, a 15% increase year over year. Though daily hours watched have gone down slightly, only hitting 57.3 million per day compared to the 60 million hours watched daily in February. The top five most watched games haven't changed at all. Grand Theft Auto V continues to dominate with 149 million hours watched, with League of Legends, Valorant, Fortnite, and CSGO filling out the second through fifth places, respectively. The top streamers on the platform continue to fluctuate significantly, though. This month, Brazilian streamer Galls takes first place, hitting 16.3 million hours watched, while Kaisenat, Jinxie, and FPS Shaka hover in the top 10. Overall, Twitch's viewership seems to be on a steadily growing trend. However, if daily hours watched continues to drop, we could potentially see a dip in viewership in the coming months. Though with summer right around the corner, it'll be interesting to see if viewership does drop and then suddenly rebounds over the next couple of months. The British Academy of Film and Television Arts held their Game Awards show last night, and unsurprisingly, Baldur's Gate 3 continues to win the lion's share of awards with a total of five, taking home awards for Best Game, Music, Narrative, and Player's Choice. The fifth award was for Best Performer in a Supporting Role, which was awarded to Andrew Wincott for his performance in Baldur's Gate 3. While not as heavily awarded, Alan Wake 2 took home awards for audio and artistic achievements. Super Mario Bros. Wonder was the other multi-award winner of the night, getting acknowledged for multiplayer and family categories. Overall, though, there are too many individual winners to list them all here on Let's Play, so if you want to check out the full list of winners at this year's BAFTA Game Awards, a convenient link will be provided in today's show description. All right, it's Friday, and this is normally where we would check out a podcast review, but unfortunately, we don't have one this week. If you'd like to leave us one that we can read here on Fridays, head on over to Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon, and leave us a review. All right, with it being Friday, let's check out the biggest stories from this week in gaming with the Friday Replay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Over the weekend, an Xbox internal memo penned by Xbox President Sarah Bond leaked, and instead of issuing more layoffs, Xbox has formed a new team which is dedicated to games preservation. Bond explained that this new games preservation team will be working on backwards compatibility for Xbox's entire library of games. Bond briefly congratulated employees for their hard work over the last 6 months, telling staff to feel proud of what they have achieved. She finishes the memo by commenting that Xbox is moving, quote, full speed ahead on the next generation of Xbox. Overall, this reaffirms Microsoft's prior commitments to be backwards compatible through all generations. However, what is most interesting here is that Microsoft is already looking so far ahead towards the 10th generation of hardware. While Xbox Series S and X haven't sold too well due to the pandemic and paltry offerings of first-party titles, this memo makes it seem like Microsoft is potentially abandoning ship on the current generation of hardware instead of sticking it out. Now take that with a gigantic grain of salt, because it's entirely speculation on my part. But with that being said, I have doubts we'll see anything significant come out about the next generation of Xbox anytime soon. Consumers can probably expect the redesigned Xbox Series X, which is supposedly slated for this holiday season. Though plans could have changed since this information was revealed during the FTC antitrust lawsuit. Continuing on with console manufacturing news, the warmongering sociopathic president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, took time out of his busy schedule committing war crimes against the Ukrainians and killing journalists to issue a mandate. Putin's mandate essentially forces the Russian social media company VK Group and cable box manufacturer General Satellite into console manufacturing. Putin also put some stipulations into place. The two companies must make a home and handheld console that competes with PlayStation and Xbox. And if that wasn't hard enough, Putin wants it done in just 3 months on June 15th of this year. A ludicrously tall order for a social media company and a cable box manufacturer. On top of consoles, Putin also ordered VK Group's developers to create an operating system and a cloud system to facilitate game distribution. Again, Putin wants this done by June 15th, 2024. Overall, this government mandate is completely unachievable, even for the best in the gaming industry, and Russia certainly doesn't have the best. You can't just spin up an entire industry like video games in 3 months. Now, this could just be a funny story, but it shows how terrifyingly out of touch Putin is with reality. At the end of 2022, Activision Blizzard and NetEase failed to renew their publishing partnership, which resulted in Activision Blizzard losing permission to publish titles in China on January 1st, 2023. Allegedly, this 14-year-long partnership ended due to an unnamed rude executive, rumored to be former CEO of Activision Blizzard, Bobby Kotick. Now with Kotick gone and the acquisition of Activision Blizzard finalized, Microsoft has renewed Blizzard's previous agreement with NetEase. With this renewed partnership, NetEase is planning for a summer relaunch of most of Activision Blizzard's titles. The deal looks to be a little bit more amicable to NetEase this go-round, with Microsoft guaranteeing incremental earnings for titles sold in China. Microsoft is also offering to publish NetEase's games on the Xbox platform moving forward. Overall, this was an inevitable move on Microsoft's part because they lacked a wide publishing deal with a Chinese developer, and there's no way in hell Microsoft's going to let a market of 550 million consumers, by the way, the largest consumer base for video games in the world, go untapped. Though that hinges on Chinese regulators and government officials who could impede that growth if they implement more draconian and restrictive laws on video games. Amazon's Fallout series released early this week on April 10th with all 8 episodes dropping all at once. And I gotta say, Amazon got this video game adaptation right. The only downside is that there were only 8 episodes and I have to wait for another season to hopefully be made. But given the widespread praise, it's pretty likely the Fallout adaptation will continue, though talks about a second season might have already been in the works. According to Variety's reporting, the California Film Commission awarded Amazon $25 million in tax credits, incentivizing Amazon to move the filming of Fallout's second season from New York City to California. Now, I should temper expectations here a little. We haven't had official confirmation from either Bethesda or Amazon, so until we get news that they're actually starting filming on the second season, I would take all speculation with a heavy grain of salt. With all of that being said, though, Amazon's Fallout is one of the best, if maybe not the best, TV or movie adaptation of a video game, and it's well worth the free trial of Prime just to binge watch the first season. All right, well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back for the next episode of Let's Play. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at Lloyd FFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. keep listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.